Deb, Red Dress Day is this Sunday and it'll be taking place at Memorial Park, just down Memorial Drive. Can you share a little bit about what people can expect to see this Sunday?
Yeah, I would say the biggest point of the gathering is that it's just that. It is a gathering of people and families, survivors, as a place to heal. So it is not the typical, we're not going on a march, you know, it's not a cry or a rally for justice for a particular person. It is meant to be a day of awareness and education, as well as healing for the families.
How have you been seeing the greater community of Calgary respond to MMIWG2S+?
There's more increased awareness for sure. I certainly would love to see more of the Calgary population attend these events for their own education and awareness. For this gathering, we have consistently seen an increase in attendance. For Calgary, where it's being held, is formally acknowledged by the City of Calgary as the Field of Red Ribbons. It's already known as the Field of Crosses, right, during remembrance activities, Remembrance Day, but it's also known as the Field of Red Ribbons. And you will see ribbons in those trees year-round.
A major element of Red Dress Day is the 231 calls to justice. How have you seen those calls to justice implemented here in the City of Calgary?
So I'd say overall, the calls for justice has been showing since 2019. There's been a poor lack of completion and action on the calls in general. I would say for the policing service, it's been pretty poor across the board. Find that within the Calgary Police Service, because if you think of policing in general and the RCMP created to control the Indian problem, so there's a whole system that was built against Indigenous people. And what we find is a lot of police departments don't have a unit dedicated to this.
Just to wrap up here, if people are looking to learn a little more before or even after Red Dress Day, how can they do that?
I'm very active on social media. There's a lot of recommendations. I would say be aware of what MMEIP is. Read the 231 calls to justice. If you're going to attend an event or a rally as an ally, listen to the stories that are going to be shared. And again, you know, this event is, I would say, much more warmer in that it's meant for healing and education and awareness.
Deb, thank you for your time today.